She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
And here we are, Friday morning, last Friday in December 2018, December 28th. Marge, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Here we are for another round, and it's interesting. How were your holidays?
They were okay.
Okay.
I've had better.
I understand.
I've had worse.
Better and have worse. It's New Year's coming around here momentarily, and that's usually a time of celebration for a lot of people. And I hope, however you celebrate, that you are safe in your celebration.
Correct.
Yeah.
You too. Well, I want to know, first of all, what have you found out about your bake oven?
Well, actually, it could be being installed right now. I did talk to the people, and we were going to do it before Christmas, but I just thought, well, let's put it off till after Christmas. So it could be being done today.
Mm-hmm. Did they tell you what happened?
No, I still really don't know what happened. I'm not sure.
You're lucky it didn't happen while you were doing it.
Well, I'm just glad I stayed awake because I never would have seen the flames in the oven if I had been asleep. So, well, but thank goodness that's been averted. And you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that the other day because when it happened, it was a big deal.
Right.
Thanksgiving night. But now it's been so much time between here and there, I'm not really even in the forefront of my mind anymore.
Well, good. I'm glad you could put it to rest.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Oh, you do. You can't dwell on these things or you would probably lose your sanity.
Lose your mind is what would happen. So,
that's
it's, you know, it is what it is and it'll get fixed. And the people who are dealing with the oven are very nice, good people. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
Right.
You
That's
know.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Well, life goes on.
It certainly does.
And there's nothing we can do to stop whatever it is that's before us. All we can do is keep for hope.
So how do you see the new year, 2019?
I have no idea. If you lived my life, you would understand. It is up and downhill and around the bend and back out again. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I live on a dangerous level, I guess.
I understand. I think we all have those moments in life.
Oh, yes.
Where things can be kind of difficult. But hopefully this too shall pass.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you surround yourself with positive people, you're okay. And I do. If you're negative, I really don't, you know, really care to be around people negative.
Well, this is what I don't.
I try to help them, but if they don't want my help, then I don't push myself on them.
Well, you know, we've had this conversation, and I think we had it 2 weeks ago about how people treat people who are getting up in age. And I you know, I don't know what the attitude of these people is. I really don't know. It's a strange attitude that we have toward the elderly, and I hope it changes, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be changing anytime soon.
Well, I hate to sit here and say this because I'm one of the elders, but I have never wished any ill things on a person that's old. I'm old. I know I'm old. You don't need to tell me. I look in the mirror every day. I know I'm old. I am still good. I still have something to give to the public yet. I love being on this radio station. If you take just one thing away that you and desire to practice, I will be happy. Just try to be kind to us. We can't think like we used to. We can't get around like we used to. I would give anything to be 20 years back, but I'm not. I have to live in this day and age. And let me tell you, it's no wonderful place to be. It isn't. I mean, they're trying to figure out what to do with you. Pack you up, dump you somewhere. You know, I see it every day with people. I sit in waiting rooms and I think, what the poor soul, I'm lucky. I still can get around. I can still drive my car. I'm not allowed to drive a lot, but I'm allowed to drive. I still have my license, and I don't want to lose them.
Yeah. It's an interesting situation.
Yes, it is. And you got to trust people. Now, some people that I have trusted and thought were my friends, I found out are not.
Well, that's the
problem. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Now, this is a big subject because I always believe you have to trust the right people.
Right.
And, boy, and sometimes you think people are friendly with you, and sometimes you think you can trust them. But in the end, they have ulterior motive.
I can't understand how people can judge you by something that somebody says to them that they don't even really know. They don't know me. I have given and given and given. I will never stop giving. I love to give. I love to do things for people. I own two beautiful animals, gorgeous animals, that love me unconditionally. I wouldn't trade those babies for nothing. They are dedicated to you. They look for you in the morning. They come up and want to nudge you. They want to sit with you. They want to lay down beside you. That's good enough for me. Yeah. Animals are true to you, in case anybody wants to know.
Well, that's true. Animals are different in people, mm-hmm. different than people in that way. People can turn on you.
Oh, yeah, they can turn for no reason that you're sitting there and all of a sudden, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, and it can be in the blink of an eye. We're getting a phone call here. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I just, in response to something that Marge just said, it made me think of something. I believe it's Joan London that does a commercial called A Place for Mom. And that commercial strikes me as kind of exactly what she's talking about. You know, what are we going to do with you? Mm-hmm. And I personally find that myself kind of offensive because it's kind of like, okay, well, we'll put her on a shelf over here. Mm-hmm. But a place for mom, and that just tells you kind of the public, the today's attitude, the perception of age. When, why do you want to find a place for mom? How about we take care of mom and have her part of our family? That's just a thought that I had, and I called and thought I'd share it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's absolutely true. You know, I don't know why we are so wound up nowadays to push people into places maybe they don't want to be.
Right.
Boy, but we can.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, do have a power of attorney. It's very, very important. Very important.
And that person has to be somebody who's sensible.
Right, and trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Because if that person turns on you, then
You're done.
And you don't know what to do. And it's a very unfortunate situation.
Well, how do you feel? Now, you're not married.
No.
And probably don't plan to get married right away,
if ever.
I don't know where the wife's place is in a marriage like that, when the mother bared you, the mother held you, took care of you, you know, loved you all your life, even for all the bad things that you may do or don't do. I don't understand how they can come in and turn your child around to be such a mean person. I don't understand how they do it. I no more in my life would have turned on my parents or my in-laws at all. I never would have done that. They brought him up. They reared him. I wouldn't have married him if I didn't think he was worthy, or I wouldn't have been worthy of him. I don't understand where people get on that they have the right to tell you when you're older what to do and what not to do unless it's going to hurt you.
Well, this is what I've always said, I fervently believe this, and I've had issues with this in recent times. I do not think that people should make their power of attorney a family member.
Oh.
Because I think the family member's too involved.
Right.
And when you used to say when you have skin in the game, when you have skin in the game, sometimes you don't make the best decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to find somebody with a level head who isn't necessarily going to listen to those people and actually carry out the wishes of the person
mm-hmm.
and not the people. I don't understand that. I don't know why more people don't think that way. And I hate to say it, but a lot of issues come down in the final analysis, money.
You're right. It's money.
It's money.
M-O-N-E-Y.
You got it.
They want to know what you have. And they work around until they find out, believe me. And then they turn on you like a rattlesnake.
Money will do that to people.
Oh, I can't believe it. I don't care if I want money, folks, I'll go out and work for it, whether it's shoveling snow or whatever I can do physically. I have always worked. And anybody that knows me knows I've always worked 3 and 4 jobs. I've always made an honorable decision as to what to do with the money. I have given freely to people. I have taken care of people. I will never change. But I cannot understand how they can be so mean to you and to say to you, well, don't you think maybe you ought to give up life?
I never heard
when
such
the
a
Lord
thing.
Wants my number to come up, he'll put it up there, well, and I'll take care of it.
You don't seem like you're at that point, Marge.
Well, I hope I'm not.
No.
But I'm beginning to wonder.
I don't know. What's the point for somebody?
I don't understand all this happening to me at one time.
Well, hopefully there's some people there who can knock these people away.
I can't believe it. Cannot believe it.
Well, I you know, you have to look. Almost every action has a motive.
Right.
And I think sometimes the motive is money. I think it's sad.
I'm sure it is.
And over money, the things that people will do is very, very sad.
Right.
You know, I could die penniless in the street.
Me
okay.
Too. And you know, I may.
Yeah, as long as I was happy with my life, then what do I care?
Well, I try to do things for people. I loved my fourth graders more than anything I've ever done in my life. They were dear little children. Some of them have grown up. When we were out at the mall, I used to see a lot of those people. They used to drop in to see me. I really loved them. I loved those children. I still see them, and I wish them all well because they worked hard to get where they are. And some of them have made it, and I'm pleased. I worked 50 years at the university. I hope I left a good mark on some of their lives. Not everybody's going to like me. I know that, but I tried. I tried to make their life comfortable.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think trying is all we can do.
Right.
We don't succeed in everything.
No.
But you have to try.
Right.
And if you do try, you do have a greater impact. You know, last night I was thinking about this. Nothing comes from nothing.
Right.
If you don't do anything, you're never going to get a response from that. Because what can come from nothing? Only nothing. But if you do something, yes, sometimes when you do something, you can still get nothing.
That's right.
But there is a possibility that you can get something.
Right.
You know, satisfaction, happiness. But if you don't try at all, mm-hmm. you're not going to get anything at all.
Well, I've been shocked. Twice at a store, at a restaurant here in town, I have been given a free meal by somebody sitting, I want to say in the audience, but sitting in the restaurant itself. I don't know who they are. I can't pay back, but I can pay forward. I can buy somebody else a meal.
Yeah.
Whether it's the gal sitting across from me, whether it's one sitting across the room from me. I appreciate it. I have no idea who does it, but I'm sure they do it from their heart because that's how I do it.
Yeah.
And I think that I feel better when I leave when I've done something for somebody. And you look at a family you know probably have taken the last penny they have to be in that restaurant. because they probably can't afford to be there.
You know, I think it's funny because when you ask somebody to give, it's interesting. If you ask somebody for something, they're willing to give their time. There's never really an argument over that. They're willing to give their support. A lot of times that's pretty easy to get. They're willing to give an ear to listen. But somewhere along the line, money becomes the root of this life. And I don't like that. You know, I've heard people say, well, you got to do this so you'll make more money so you'll have a better retirement. Well, what if I get smashed tomorrow? I'm not going to get retirement.
You know something? I must have been pretty ignorant when I was younger. I never worked for money for any real reason other than to live or to help somebody else. I just don't know. I must have really been asleep somewhere. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think about this radio station because, I mean, obviously it costs money to run it.
Right.
But I am so appreciative of the people who have supported this radio station, and we do have good support. And again, that's something coming from something.
Right.
If you do nothing, you know, oh my God. You know, when we started this radio station 5 years ago now, oh, you don't know how many people. There was actually somebody at one point, because in the beginning, it's very tough.
Oh, yes.
In the beginning, the first 6 months was very tough. Somebody actually, and we weren't saying we were closing down. We had no intention to close down. But, you know, we were saying that things are difficult
right.
in the beginning. And the person offered to come help us pack up and close down. Now, we never said we were packing up and closing down. But somebody offered that. And I thought, why would we do that? Yes, it's hard right now, but mm-hmm. we're going to keep going. Because if you don't do this, then nothing happens.
That's right.
So, yes, it's difficult in the beginning, mm-hmm. but boy, have I, everybody who's ever supported this radio station, I have a tremendous admiration for and thankfulness to, because you helped us do, hopefully, I know that we entertain people. I know that we give a lot of people a lot of happiness because I hear it. Mm-hmm. And without that support, you can't do it.
That's right. It's just like a business. We have never closed a business because we didn't have money. We never did, in case people were interested. We'd have taken it out of our pocket. But we enjoyed every one of the people that came into our store, whether they came in to buy a little trinket, whether they came in to buy something to help somebody get better. I don't know what their idea was, but we enjoyed every minute, and we would be in business today if my husband could have lived on a few more years.
Well, you know, that's the thing. When I in college, I worked a lot of retail. I worked at a restaurant when I was in high school, and I used to think sometimes customers are trying. They can
right.
be difficult. But without them,
we don't
you wouldn't
anything.
Be there. You wouldn't be there.
Mm-mm.
So you have to understand that.
I used to get upset. I'm an ex-nurse, so I'm always out for her to help in any way I can people. And I can remember, you know, thinking to myself, what can I do to make this world better? What can I do to make people happy? It's hard. Some people don't want. They think that you're trying to nose into their business. There's one thing of nosing into your business and another to honestly want to help you.
Well, that's one of my hopes for New Year. As Pastor was saying earlier on, and very rightly so, you know, weight loss always is the number one thing.
Right.
And if you want to lose weight for your health, good. But I wish that maybe it is to be more of a help. Maybe it's to be kinder. You know, I always said this. People who, I used to say this in when I worked, I think about working in the restaurant in high school. Now, there were some girls and some guys who went to church a lot. And there were some who didn't go at all. And I always said that the ones who did, I always thought were happier.
Mm-hmm.
So go. And mm-hmm. the pastor has a great church. In Prospect,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, my goodness, that's a church that would be That's not that far from Marion. That's a stone's throw, as they used to say.
Right.
What a great thing that would be to do. But, you know, find that happiness. And, you know, church can be that.
Right.
And that's why I love what the pastor does, because it goes over the air. And I know there are people who don't drive anymore. And I know there are people who can't see very well anymore. And I know there are people who listen to this station who couldn't go to his church, but who get to hear him because we have the radio waves.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
So I hope, you know, that's what it is, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, if nothing else, the station has a variety.
That's important, too. And, you know, people like you, Marge, who have been here now 3+ years, we've had a tremendous time. Don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And then that's a testament to the people who've came on and done things. And it's not going anywhere.
No.
No.
I think that you have to love people. You have to love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, for heaven's sake, don't make life miserable for everybody else. Just say, I'm sorry, but I think maybe I got to revamp. I got to re-look at things and figure out what it is that I really need to do.
You know, sometimes people get so stuck in one way, they cannot really see, what is that? I can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of problem with a lot of people. They do the same thing over and over and over and over and over. And it's okay, and it gets them through. But if they actually did something big and were a great help to somebody, I think they'd feel better about themselves. And I know they would be, I know the people would be grateful on the other end.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I, of course, love children, and I love to watch them. And my little great-nephew, I don't know where I bought them, but somewhere along the line in the summertime when it's hot and they're sorting out, trying to figure out what to do with the stuff and get ready for Christmas. Really, that's what they were doing, trying to figure out what they should put in the toy department for Christmas. And I kind of thought, you know, this is silly. But no, I sat there and watched them because I had nothing else to do. So anyway, it ended up that I bought, apparently, this big set of trucks. Now, what was I going to do with a big set of trucks? I wanted to play with them. Did I bring them home and open them up? No. Did I play with them? No. Did I play with them on Christmas? I watched my little great-nephew play with a big green truck.
Well, I spent Christmas morning with my niece and my nephew. And they're very young, both of them. And both under 5. And you know, Christmas is something different for them. And it's such a great thing to see. When you come in with those presents, and they're all dressed for the holiday, and there's a joy there. And, you know, I wished... It gave me joy to watch them having such fun. You know, and I wish people were able to understand that all year round.
And I tell you what, the toy that they pick is a toy that's probably the cheapest toy in the whole lot.
Well, and sometimes you play with the box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he played
so
with the box.
So it's not really about the gift. It's just about, you know, there are many sayings in our society. It's better to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret to life is to give. You know, there are all of these things. It doesn't always have to be monetary. You know,
no.
Children are the best example of that. When the box didn't cost anything. When
no.
The child sits there and plays with the box, it's not about that.
No.
And I know things, and I said it many times during Christmas, when somebody makes you something, didn't cost them anything, sometimes that's more touching than years. I have kept Christmas cards where people write notes, and some of those people are no longer with us.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm so glad I kept this. Because
well, I have a friend that does so much for people, and she's down right now. She can't get up and around right now because she hurt herself. And I was a little rough on her because she's rough on me. Always want me to go to the doctor. Yes, I go to the doctor all the time, folks. I live at the doctor's office. You know?
I know.
I said, have you been to the doctor? No. Are you going to the doctor? I'm taking care of it. No, you're not. You're not a doctor.
Well, see, that's it. And this is the problem. People are okay if it's you, but not okay if it's them.
Right.
And that's also...
Bug me. I go to the doctor all the time. I live between doctor offices. That's my recreation. Right? And when I found out she wasn't going, I said, well, for heaven's sake, haven't you thought that you better get your license renewed? Because I didn't know you had a license to be a doctor. Now, you better get yourself to the doctor. So I called her yesterday and sent her some beautiful little things from a wonderful little store here in town that we went around and just picked up all kinds of cute things. She had gone to the doctor.
There you go.
But I made her cry, and I didn't mean to do that. That wasn't my mission. My mission was to get her to think like she wants me to think. She's always on me. Did you go to the doctor? I am. I've been to the doctor. I've done all I can do. Now it's up to him to help me help myself.
That's right, and that's all we can do.
That's right.
You know, and you hope for the best.
And I don't mean to sound like I know everything because I don't. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying them to help them in a kind way. It's hard, folks. It's hard to be old. It's very. I've never found anything that is so hard as to be old. You can't drive. You can't see. You can't hear. You can't this. What can I do? Let's give me some cans.
Well, you can be on the radio.
If you took that away from me, I'd come out here and stand with a sign.
You'll be here. You'll
Let
be here.
Me in. Let me.
You'll be here till
doom day.
Yeah, till
no,
me.
Really, basically, folks, give a little bit of kindness to us.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to say hello to them. Can I help you across the street? How about a cup of coffee?
Time.
Yeah, I take people to the places. Let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. This one woman said, I haven't had a cup of coffee for a long time. I can't afford it. I laid down some money. I said, here, have coffee at least during Christmas.
Well, you know, it's sad because I think of people who can't afford to go out and eat. You know, when you take somebody out to eat, that can mean a lot to somebody.
Right.
It really can.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think it does, but it does. And sometimes it's just the camaraderie of it. You know, that not only are you taking them out to eat where they couldn't afford it, but you sit and talk to them.
Right.
And this is something I think that's our problem. You know, I don't think people want, when they tell you their problems, they don't want you to say, oh, that's bad or oh, that's good. They just want you to listen.
Right, right.
We got to be better listeners.
We're not.
No.
No.
No, we're not. We want to either try to solve their problems or tell them how bad it is.
Right.
Well, no, we need to just say, I understand what you're saying. I hope it gets better.
Right.
That's all they want.
Yes. All they want is just a few minutes of your time.
Yeah. But people.
Oh, we're too busy.
Yeah.
We got to fly on to the next place. You know, it's one thing to give and another thing to take. You know.
And there's a lot of taking going on.
Oh, my. I tell you what, I have been very lucky. I'm not sitting here crying because I'm not lucky. I've been very lucky. I've had great friends. I've had people that I've trusted and I've been a little disappointed in this year. I don't know what they're hooked up with the wrong people, I can tell you that. But, you know, that's their business. I can't tell you who to be with. Anymore, I can tell you who to date or who I think you shouldn't date or whatever. That's something you have to know. But I don't know. This year has been an unusual year. That's all I can tell you. And I know I've had other people tell me that.
Well, yeah, it was an interesting year. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I am somebody, and this could change with time. But, you know, I am not I don't really think I'm an emotional person. I don't really get... I
am now more than I've ever been.
Yeah. I mean, I don't yell. I don't have that kind of I just, you know, if you're upset with me, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try if I think that's the best thing to live by. If I think I'm doing the right thing, then if you think I'm doing the wrong thing, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to. The only person I'm in control of is myself.
Right.
I can't worry about what you think.
Mm-mm. Or what you wear.
Yeah, I mean, you
can, or what you do with your money or your time.
Yeah, I mean, you can criticize me all day long. That's fine. But I'm not going to criticize you. I don't care. You know, what you do is what you do. If you think it's right, good for you.
I've had some people write things on papers to me that I don't believe is me, but that's all right. They have an opinion. I'll try to see what I can do to fix it.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, and everything's perception. It's really funny when you get right down to human beings, Homo sapiens. It's all really perspective. You know, you can have one person see a person and love them to death, and the other person hates them. Mm. Now, it's the same person. Now, what is the difference? It's perspective. It's how you come at that person. And I don't know. I just think that's perspective is very important.
I'm not out to dress to show off. I like things. I like beautiful things. I don't have expensive things. I buy things on sale. I buy things that I know I can wear with different things, make it look different. I just love to dress. I really do. And it's my enjoyment. I don't run out to movies. I don't run out to big fancy shows. And if I have to pay $100 for a ticket, I want to die because I don't think any show is worth $100.
I'm very frugal. I think about this past weekend when I went over to Lima. I had a good time, but boy, I was frugal.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to pay for parking. I hate that. I don't know why we have to pay for parking.
I don't know either.
I mean, I understand it's a money thing, and it I don't know. It's just, I guess because it's a forced thing is what I don't like, because there's nowhere else to go.
Right.
Now, if you had a choice, you know, okay, if you give us $5, we donate that to the arts. Now, I would do that. Because I understand why you're doing. But you're forcing me. You're not giving me a choice. And I really don't know where that money goes. I assume it's going to the arts, but I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. We hope.
Yeah. So I guess I just don't like the forcing of it. And you never know. If you haven't been to a place before, you don't know.
Well, I don't know how many people are left in the audience that were in World War II. But I was a child brought up in World War II. I know what it's like to want a doll more than anything in the world. I always got my sister's dolls. I didn't get my own doll because they didn't have them. For years, I thought my mother did not want to buy me a doll. I must have been bad or something. I don't know. Later in life, I found out with a receipt from Montgomery Ward's that she had tried to order a doll and could not get it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for thinking those bad thoughts.
Well, you know, it's as time goes on, I think we learn.
Right.
You know, and one of the best things I ever heard is when you know better, you do better.
Right.
All right. I think we have a phone call live on the air here. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
Nope, maybe not. Nope, I think maybe we lost that call. We'll come back to that later on. But if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. But it's also hard for us to fault ourselves for that stuff, too, because honestly, we didn't know at the time. You didn't know your mother tried.
Right.
So, you know, when you learned.
I probably had been bad. I probably wasn't the easiest kid in the world to rear.
Right.
I had a mind of my own. I never did things that I weren't supposed to really do, anything dangerous. But I'm sure that I was a handful.
Right, right. Well, and that's what it is. You know, I think that no child is perfect.
No.
But, you know, we get through it.
Mm-hmm.
We get through it, and life goes on.
I didn't go to school and act up, I can tell you that. I did not want to have to stay after school with a dense cap on. That happened to me once.
You know, and it's interesting. Schools have done away with a lot of that.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not against that.
Yeah.
Made me think.
You know,
what did I do? What can I do better? What can I do to make this up to my teacher?
They used to make kids put the gum on their nose.
Oh, yeah.
All those things.
Set up on the dentist chair at PTA.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And then I turned around to be a teacher. Did I do any of those things to my kids?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I do want to mention, though, today coming up at 5:10 to 6 p.m., we're going to have the best of WWGH 2018.
Oh.
Hosted by Adam Lepp. Clips of the best interviews and moments of 2018. That'll be 5:10 to 6 p.m. And then coming up 6:10 to 7 p.m., we're going to remember all the people who we lost in 2018. Aww. And we'll have interviews with the past interviews with those people. Roy Clark, of course, comedian Marty Allen, Robin Leach, a lot of people who were on the station, and we'll remember them from 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight, and that, again, is produced and hosted by Adam Lepp. So we'll all look forward to that special.
That'd be wonderful.
Charlotte Ray, nice lady she was. You know, Brandy and Charlie will be in here in about 15 minutes, and we have not talked to Brandy since the eggnog.
Oh, did she make it?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll find out.
Oh.
Do you think she did?
She's a girl of her word.
Well, she does. She seems like a very determined person, but I also think she's a hard-headed person. And I think if she wouldn't tell us if she failed. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing
wrong. That's confidence.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. We'll all find out. I just think when you're making eggnog, when I talked to Heloise before Christmas, it seemed like a complicated number.
I never liked making it.
Yeah, I think it seems complicated.
I don't know. My family tried everything, and I usually was right in the middle of it. I was willing to help in any way I could. No.
So we'll see. It'll be interesting to find out how the eggnog went.
Oh, yes.
Because that was a long-standing thing. I think we were talking about that the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think we were.
Because it was all this preparation up till Christmas Eve, and we'll see if it actually happened. Now, I don't know.
Well, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And that's the same way I rear the little kitties. If I tell them they're going to get their food in 10 minutes, they're going to get it in 10 minutes. I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing to do it. And I'll tell you something, folks. Pets are wonderful. I get annoyed. Don't tell me I don't. I do. Because they get into things and tear up things and dismantle things.
You are right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Martha Dowse Manasi.
Oh, Martha, how are you?
Hi, Martha.
Hey, guess who's coming tonight to have you talk to her?
Who's that, Martha?
The Queen of Football. Who's that?
Oh, Patty Worcester?
I'm the Queen of Dance. August 19, 2012. The Attorney General of Ohio, Mike DeWine, made Martha Dowse the Queen of Dance in the state of Ohio.
Well, that's wonderful, Martha. Wonderful.
And I've got a write-up that I laminated. I want you to read it tonight at our Christmas show.
Now, your Christmas show is at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes, and when the show's all done, the dance show, I'm dancing.
You're dancing tonight.
I'm doing the Cupid Shuffle. Guess where I am right now, Scott Spears?
Where are you, Martha?
James Compton's room 144 Presidential, and he wants to talk to you. Is that all right?
Well, I tell you what, Martha, I will call in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll be waiting on you.
Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye. Martha Dowse, friend of ours for many years. And Martha's doing well, and I guess she's going to be dancing tonight at the Christmas show at 7 p.m. at the Presidential Center.
Oh.
So Martha is always out there.
She's always going to be.
Yes, she is. You cannot stop Martha Dowse.
No, you can't. She's like a train full speed.
Oh. And I think Martha is 87 now.
I believe she is.
Yeah. God bless her.
Bless her.
Yeah. You know, and she's one of those people, one of those rare people who was always just so kind to people. I mean, all the kids in 76 years of dance.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. She's touched a lot of lives.
Oh, and I know there's a plaque in Children's Hospital in Columbus where she raised all that money for leukemia with those Mike Rollins dances, which her husband was a part of.
Oh, yes, very much.
Yeah.
Helped Martha a lot with it. So I was always out there for kids. Yeah. He didn't give him his last penny. He really would have.
And that's important.
Yes.
We have to look to the next generation. It's always important to look to the next generation. So I think in the end, we'll do better. Maybe we'll do better in the new year. We can only hope.
We can more than try.
We can try.
Right.
We can try.
That's all we can do.
And hopefully we will get better. But, you know, life can always get, this too shall pass. That's what I always think.
Yeah.
You know?
I think about that whenever something goes wrong.
Yeah.
I think of you with that. You know, this shall pass too.
This shall pass. It'll be over.
Yep.
And we'll be on to something
else.
And then
I'll be on to something else and forget what I forgot, what I was going to forget with the last thing.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes when you really sit down and think about it and you look back and you say, I was really worried about that, and that turned out to be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we worried about Tess?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I remember one test. I just knew I was going to flunk that test. Oh, my gosh. I was just a mental mess.
You know, I remember when I was in college, we were doing statistics. I had a statistics class. And this is the only time in college this ever happened, my entire 5 years in college. I was studying for the test the night before, and I still don't know what happened. But my class, I think, was 8 or 9 in the mornings. I think it was 8. So the final was at 8. And I will never forget that I woke up at 8:30 and the final had started at 8. And I had missed it. And I remember getting a shower and running out there and running into the class. And they'd already started with the final. And I took it. And a weird thing, I wasn't the last one done. I still got done before other people. But and I did okay on it. I ended up doing okay, but I that was like an abject fear when I woke up, and because professors, some were very strict about
that.
If you missed the final, you flunked the course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that people should be so strict about stuff like
that. No, I don't
think
that's necessary. I think it makes them feel good inside that they are ahead of the show, and we're going to make them knuckle down under our thoughts. I don't know. No, I never went along with that kind of stuff.
No.
Never did that to a student. Never will.
You know, things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, just like things could happen to them, things could happen to the student.
Have you ever dreamt? Well, you had to dream it because next day you didn't see any of the paperwork. But you dreamt that you had done all this stuff and you got up the next morning and it was gone?
Oh, yeah.
I never did until this year. I about flipped. I could not believe it. I looked all over the house for the stuff. Obviously, I didn't do it.
Well, it's interesting. Dreams sometimes can be very real.
Right? This was.
Very real and very vivid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a vivid dream like that, it's something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say
that. Scary.
Oh, it can be very frightening because you do think it's happening and you do think it's real. And I think a lot of people... I think anxiety brings a lot of dreams out. Somebody told me one time that the last thought you have before you go to bed is what you dream about.
That could very well be in my case.
But, you know, I can never remember what the last thought that I had before I went to bed was. So it becomes a whole thing. So if I can't remember the last thought, how could I possibly remember anything else? It's a very interesting circumstance. I think so. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left in this program today, and we certainly have had a very interesting discussion,
right,
Marge?
Well, I think if it helps anybody else and makes their day a little bit easier for them, then we've done our job.
And we've got a whole another show coming up here at noon today, and we do want to remind
you. Would you believe they're here already?
They're here already. They're here early. Going to be ready to go here in about 15 minutes, and there's always lots to talk about. Is the mic okay there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to be rolling on here at noon. And Marge, I think the goal of this program this morning was that people need to be, forget about the physical New Year's resolutions and think more about the mental.
Right.
Get a better state of mind. Mm-hmm. Be more positive. Don't let things bother you, you know?
And be kind to this old folks. And this girl right here hasn't missed a beat yet.
No.
I'm proud of her.
No.
She's a wonderful person.
And we've got to be kind to everybody.
Right.
We've got to.
We have to be kind to Charlie whether we want to be or not.
We do it. We soldier on.
We do it out of our heart.
Yes, we do. Charlie, you have a special guest coming up today on your show?
Yes, I do. At 1 o'clock, my grandson will be in.
Wonderful.
And he wanted to see Marge, yes.
Oh, wow.
And he's in the U.S. Air Force.
Well, it's always good to see him.
Are we invited to stay and talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we will look forward to that at 1 o'clock today. So that's coming up. And then today at 5 o'clock, Adam put some serious time and effort into these programs. He went into the archive of 2018, and he picked the best moments of 2018 from this station, and that will air 5:10 to 6 p.m. tonight, hosted by Adam Lepp, the best of WWGH 2018, and then 6:10 to 7 p.m. is remembering the people we lost in 2018.
Quite a number.
Yeah, who've been on this station, Roy Clark and Charlotte Ray, and you'll hear interviews with them that were done in the past. Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Who else is? Oh, Marty Allen, the legendary comedian. He was on quite a bit. And a host of others. So that'll be remembering the people who are going. That also hosted and produced by Adam Lepp. That's 6:10 to 7. So from 5:10 to 7 p.m., don't change the dial tonight here on WWGH. I can't remember what happened in the last year.
I can't either.
Oh, you're joining our crowd.
It goes by so fast. I was talking to somebody yesterday, Dr. Yulin, and I'm starting to black out on things. Like, I think it's because I'm not paying close attention.
That's no, you're getting Alzheimer's.
I hope so. Alzheimer's.
Yes, Dr. Evers.
Yeah.
This early?
Sure. It can happen anytime.
That would be really early onset. But, you know, it's true. If you don't think about what you're doing, even though you're doing it, you will forget it.
Now, if you do like I started last year, I have a record here of every day of things that happened.
Now, do you look back?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Well, see, that's like this show today at 5. We're going to look back at the year that was. See, that's my time capsule. That's how I'll remember. Yeah. I'll say, I remember when that happened. I remember when we did that.
I have it listed when I planted my corn and harvested my corn.
We're going to take a break here, but we're coming back with much more in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary